So what we do is we try to figure out how do we get someone to pay for it. Because, for example, recycling dirty diapers, which we're about to launch in Holland, costs more to collect them and process them than the resulting diaper plastic is worth. So how do we get it to happen?
Sorry, say that again. You're recycling used baby
Well,
diapers
as
in Holland?
one of hundreds of examples, yes, we are launching diaper recycling in Holland next year. I use that example because diapers are obviously very heavy, very costly to transport, very costly to process, and the resulting value is very low. Recycled diaper plastic is not something everyone's lining up to buy. So how do we make it work? Well, one option is we go to consumer product companies. This diaper program is actually being funded by a major diaper manufacturer. And we try to create value for them in their traditional methods, like how do we increase their market share? How do we get more people to buy their product versus the competition? So that's one category. Another category could be working directly with retailers. Like in Germany, if you go into any DM store, you'll see TerraCycle aerosol recycling bins in the store. That's a program with DM. So there, what? How do we get DM to want to be a part of it? Well, maybe it has to do with driving more consumers into their store or whatever fulfills their primary goals. We also work directly with cities, with factories, and with small business. And it's always thinking about how do we get someone to want to pay the economic difference to be able to then economically be able to collect and recycle things that were never economic to do so before.